while we're waiting for Coram. Well done.
No, no, thank you. In the absence of a permanent delegate from a province, that mandate can be read by the chairperson. I think I've answered your question. But if it needs some legal perspective, we can also just refer it to them to get their input.
I will request that, Chair.
Perhaps, what role do the alternate members play? Okay.
I thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Smith is correct that each province is entitled to an equal number of permanent members nominated to serve on the committee. However, the rules also make provision for alternate members. So if the position is vacant or the permanent member is not able to attend, then the alternate should stand. And if I understand correctly, Honorable Partika has been able to seat as an alternate member, so he is able to vote on behalf of the sister.
Thank you, thank you very much, honourable members, once more, and ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ulifile Sefako. I'm a chairperson of Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources, and I'm from Northwest. I represent Northwest. I'll hand over to honourable members to briefly introduce themselves.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Emmanuel Musango Simlambo, a member of this committee from Gauteng.
Kunadi Matini, member of the committee from Limpopo.
Good morning, everyone. Ellen Prince, representing the Western Cape, a member of this committee. Thank you.
Bayer Schmidt, also from Limpopo.
Good morning, all. My name is Omi Singh. I represent the beautiful province of KZN.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ansgar Bauer. I'm the committee secretary. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Kobus Schuster, content advisor of the committee.
Good morning, everyone. Dr. Kasten, parliamentary legal advisor.
Good morning, honourable members. Good morning, colleagues. Everyone else, I am Shahida Bawas from the Procedural Office in the NCLP.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Amanda Zintan, the Committee Assistant.
Good morning, Mposia Bela, Limpopo, PLO.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vabatu Mezwene, the Resident Secretary of the Select Committee on Communications and Public Enterprises.
Good morning, I'm Marek Busson from the Free State Legislature.
I'm Jocelyn Muheti, Gauteng, PLL.
The department.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I'm Sivanda Madie from DMR. I would also like to apologize, Honorable Chair, for the Minister and the DG. Their flights were delayed this morning, but they are on their way.
Morning, I'm Sibusiso Kobese from the DMR.
Can we all introduce ourselves in the house here, please?
Morning, Chairperson, honorable members. I'm Zagiso Zama from the Chamber of Mines.
morning, honorable school members and the guests. My name is Ayanda Boss from Committee.
Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members and guests. I'm Matan Tiat from the Centre for Environmental Rights.
Good morning, I'm David Falfer from law firm Bowman's.
Ivan Collier from PMG.
Hi, good morning, I'm Jared Whitehead. I'm from law firm Norton Rose Fulbright.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. My name is Sean Lunn. I represent the Offshore Petroleum Association of South Africa.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Liesel Oberholzer, and I'm from the law firm Norton Rose Fulbright.
No, thank you very much. We at least know who else is in the house. I've got three apologies here from honourable members. One from Honourable Labas Kahne, Honourable Connie, and Honourable Nita. Our agenda, honourable members, I hope you all have the copies of these honourable members. Good. We'll be dealing with the negotiating mandate on the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Amendment Bill B15D 2013. And the second one will be the consideration and adoption of committee minutes. This is one of the bills, honorable members, that indeed has the interest of the entire country, citizens of this country, even investors globally. It is therefore very much important, and a lot of work has been done. We must appreciate that this committee tirelessly has been engaging with this bill, provinces, been having the opportunity to conduct a public hearing, having started well, it should indeed not be compromised. It must also push towards at least completing it in a manner that it shouldn't defeat the objective of this bill. We are dealing with negotiating mandate today, and if honourable members manage to browse it through, it is so voluminous, which is going to request the department, of course, to have the opinion of the department as to whether they've managed also to browse it through and the approach. But nonetheless, we should take it through the provinces, to get the submission by provinces. We'll start with... yes?
Just on a point of order. Honourable Chair, I remember at the last meeting where we discussed this bill, where we had done our own public participation as a committee on the specific bill. And then it was decided by this committee to send it to our report from our public participation to provinces to consider for them to submit the negotiating mandates. Now, as I raised it earlier, but off record, and I want to put it on record now, it came to my attention that the Western Cape asked through your office for extension so that they can do exactly that, as it was decided inside in this committee to do at the last meeting. Now, I just want clarity from your side. Was that opportunity given to the provinces as agreed by this committee or not? Because it seems it did not happen. And then I've got another concern that there is allegations going around that even the president is making calls to individuals around this bill to get this bill through as soon as possible. Might that be the reason why we are pushing for this bill to be rushed through this committee?
No, thank you very much for expressing your own opinion. I'm not dealing with any gossip. I want substantive issues. I don't think I will entertain the hearsay that we have got from the president. I would appreciate if delegates from Western Cape can put that on record. Not a member from another province talking of another province. See? But however, the Western Cape's letter was responded to accordingly by my office. Thank you. Can I take another hand? Let me recognize another one. It is Honorable Smith, and then I would love to hear Western Cape. Western Cape is also a represented here. Honorable Prince, your hand is up.
I didn't get a call from the President. I just want to inform the House. He doesn't phone me. And I'm voting from the mandate of KwaZulu-Natal.
Chairperson, I don't know what you want me to say. I didn't get such a report as it was given by the Honourable Member. And I like to know, did the Western Cape send you any correspondence on this issue? And if so, what was it? And how did you solve it?
No, of the nine provinces, Western Cape indeed sent a letter, okay? But I responded to them accordingly, okay? I think they will acknowledge the receipt of that letter as the province, okay? That's brief. I don't want to make...
No, Chairperson.
I don't want to make... unnecessary engagement with you as an individual.
Honorable Chair, I'm a member of this committee and I would like to be respected also as a member of this committee.
Much as I respect you and as you are respected, okay, you must wait for me to recognize you. If you are dealing with the matter on behalf of another province, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's hear what you are saying.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not handling the matter on behalf of another province. It came to my ears that another province was influenced by it. My question to you were the following. Were the provinces given that opportunity to engage our report as decided by this committee at the last meeting? And then I think it is in the interest of this committee that we know what was the letter related by the Western Cape that was submitted. And the member from the Western Cape asked that, but it seems like you are refusing to give us the content of what it's about. Why must it be secret? It is for this committee. You as the chairperson of the committee represent us as a committee, not as an individual. So if we can please get as a committee the content of that and what was the response?
Taking the chairperson out of this, can I ask the legal people who's present here to give us something that we can understand on the basis that the chair was saying and on the process?
Before that,
copies of both my response and the letter received from Western Cape. Mm-hmm. We can request the secretary to bring those copies so that the members can also go through that. But that, as it is, does not necessarily say he's going to hold the proceeding at the ransom. Okay. Can we agree that we request the secretary to go and bring those copies?
But I still want the legal report. This bill came back to us, and I don't want anything that is coming back to the from the CAK, and then we have to start all over again. Did they explain to us? And so that we can have peace now, ma'am.
Okay, over to you. All right, advisory.
Thank you, Chairperson. There was one province, as I can understand, that requested an extension, but when I spoke to the committee secretary about the letter that came, the question was more about not asking for an extension, but saying that the province has decided that it will be doing additional public hearings on the bill, given the content of the Select Committee's public hearings report. And I think the chairperson had indicated at the time that his view is that given that all provinces have public hearings, there's nothing that he can say to any province to say, no, don't do it. It is their constitutional obligation and prerogative to do so. However, I think when we spoke to Cheche, he did make the point to say that, did we envisage that the Select Committee public hearing report will influence any province in such a way that it would now disregard its public hearing process and its negotiating mandate? It should not have been done to that extent. There would have been an influence to say we would like you as provinces to look at our report, take it into consideration. If there's anything you agree with, please include it in your negotiating mandates. But there's nothing the NCOP can do to force provinces to adopt its stance on its view. So it is a suggestive public hearing report requesting that these issues be taken into account. What the chair at the time said to us as the staff when he called us to say, what is the procedurally, should I say yes, should I say no? We said, chair, time has been given to the committees, to the provinces by the committee. The dates have been set some time ago. In fact, the Select Committee held up the process in the sense that negotiating mandates were already coming. As we can see from the dates of mandates, 3 May, June, and all of that. But if the Western Province needs more time, grant them more time. However, they will have to submit either within the 3 days of negotiating mandates because there are 3 days, or they can decide no. We're going to then embark on our process, and then we can submit final mandates because the Act does allow for that as well. So it is very much up to the Western Cape how it's going to do this further, but they are at liberty to do whatever process they need to follow to be able to participate in the process.
I'm not going to proceed with our business. How the matter has been clarified. Hope we are all satisfied now. Is there still any need?
No, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that we got clarity on that. I don't know why it needed to be secretive in the first place, where it could have just been open and said from the start, this is the situation, this is the stance, and that's it. I don't know why we needed to engage this far.
It should equally be clear that everything is in openness. We are doing this in the interest of the public. we'll start with Eastern Cape.
Apologies, Chair. Honorable Smith also raised the issue that what is contained that in the mandate documents from the Western Cape is therefore not their mandate because the correspondence was dated post this mandate when the mandate was sent. So their position is still that they will re-look and then submit. So I think Honorable Smith has indicated that then this is not should not be regarded as the Western Cape. And I think just looking at the fact that the correspondence was came, I think, last week, that should probably be taken as that. Thank you.
Can we go to Eastern Cape? We follow that. There's no one to read that except myself. There is no. Let me just. The negotiating mandate from Eastern Cape, they've used the format as indicated by Act number 52 of 2008, the provincial negotiating mandate. It is addressed to the chairperson of the select committee. The name of the bill, Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill. The number of the bill is indicated here. There's B15D 2013. It's dated the 2nd of May 2017. Vote of the legislature. The province vote in favor of the bill and mandate the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in favor of the bill within the following parameters. There is a preamble. This is a voluminous submission that has been made, but I'll for the committee to decide as to whether I should go through reading all the submission. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I suggest that you don't go through all the bullet points of the Eastern Cape mandate, because if I look at the mandate from Gauteng, it's also voluminous. You know, so the main thing is that they agree as the province with amendments. It should be given to the department to go through and come back to the committee. Thank you very much.
I support that.
Thank you very, very much. I do not disagree, but the department, I'm assuming, will work hand in glove with the legal gurus to establish whether the inputs by our provinces are in line. Are they going to help this country and its people or not? So I agree with the honorable member.
Agree, there's no dissenting view from honorable members. Okay, let's go to the second province, which is Free State. Delegates from Free State are not here. Awola, okay. Free State Legislature from the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, the negotiating mandate. Okay, that use the letterhead name of the bill, Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill, numbering. The bill is accordingly numbered as B15D 2013. Date of deliberation is 14th June 2017. Vote of legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Economic Development and as designated by the Free State Legislature, Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill. There is structure such as WAVUMA, that's Women Affected by Mining, United in Action. They want the insertion of the definitions. Customary law, which means the rules and the principles that communities used to govern themselves and their access. It is equally voluminous. I think it's almost about 16 pages.
I had thought that maybe we are going to say mutandis about the voluminous documents that we have here. Maybe my limitation may be, is there a part of these mandates that must be read into the record or not? We stand advised by the legal people here whether there's any part that must be read into the record or not. If there is no such a requirement, Chairperson, I think Honorable Mlambo here had summarized it for us as far as the mandates are concerned by saying that we acknowledge the receipt of this mandate, but we refer to the department and the legal unit to go through and then find out whether the shortcomings identified, it's coming to us for the second time, whether the shortcomings identified have been addressed. So really, I thought our work is almost done this morning through the, unless there is something that must be read into the record. Thank you.
I will agree with you, honorable members. Perhaps I should just read and also indicate whether they support or not, okay? Which, of course, Free State also support with the amendment. You see? So I can have to, if the honorable members agree in that pattern, then I'll move to another province, which is
Dobie
Gauteng.
Very much, Honorable Chairperson. Negotiating mandate from Gauteng Province or Gauteng Legislature. To the Chairperson of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources, Honorable Olefilwe Sifaku. Name of the bill, Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development and Amendment Bill. Number of bill, it's B15D of 2013. Date of deliberation, 4th May 2017. Vote of the legislature. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill with the proposed amendments. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Gauteng. Can we go to K
KZN.
Thank you, Chair. KZN supports the bill, and they have asked for their proposed amendments that were outlined to be looked at by the committee.
Honorable Singh, can we go to Limpopo?
Chairperson, thank you very, very much. Limpopo supports, but would wish the inputs by the stakeholders to be considered. Thank you.
Point of clarity. Honorable Chair, I just want to make sure, is this the mandate received by Limpopo? Because I'm concerned, because last week we handled the two plant bills, which we also got a negotiating mandate in the PAC. But this morning I received documentation that the portfolio committee of the province is only deciding today on the mandates of the mandate for the two plant bills, which is the 14th of November. I've got that documentation that I can submit. So I'm just concerned, because it seems like last week we worked on documents on the 18th of November, and then the committee is today sitting having the decision on which final negotiating mandate to give the committee. So I just want to make sure that we don't have the same situation with this specific bill, because now it's starting to confuse me a little bit, as I am also from Limpopo.
I'm not sure whether honorable members did read the negotiating mandate, because the date of the deliberations was on the 2nd of May 2017. Okay. You are aware of that. Okay. So, but nonetheless, the situation that is applied today is indeed similar to that. That is why we are saying we go through that, and the department is going to be given the opportunity, but we'll also give them the time frame. It's more or less similar to that. If you look at the volume of the submission by the provinces.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I do understand that part, but I while we have the legal services here, I just want clarity, because I'm just comparing this with the previous bill that we are also still busy with negotiating mandates, which is the two plant bills, which we had a similar set of packs for the two bills with a negotiating mandate, or so-called negotiating mandate, from Limpopo, which I presented here as I was the committee member from Limpopo. But then it came to my attention yesterday that the portfolio committee of Limpopo is only sitting today to do the negotiating mandate on those two plant bills, which we already submitted last week. So I'm just asking, because it was the 18th, that documentation referred to the 18th of May as, for the negotiating mandate. But I've got the two documents on electronic form here, where it is on the agenda for them today to discuss the mandates for Limpopo for the two plant bills. So I just, it's confusing me, and where is it considered as a negotiating mandate? Because now it seems like Limpopo is only submitting their negotiating mandate for the other bills after today. I don't know, I'm confused.
Let me hand over to the secretary to try to clarify that, and then we'll go forward.
But I wanted to appeal to honorable members to maybe go through all the provinces and then start engaging. Okay. I was expecting to, after receiving the Limpopo's one, to go to the next province. However, just continue.
Thank you, Chair. As far as the negotiating mandate on the MPRDA, I was in communication with all provinces prior to this meeting, and the mandates that are before us is the current position of that province. With regards to the negotiating mandate of the other two bills, I cannot answer that now because I was preparing for this meeting. I only found out about that in this meeting. I will then revert back to the province, take it up with them, get clarity on the matter, report the matter to the chairperson, and then I will disseminate whatever information I get from the province. Thank you.
No, thank you, honorable members. I wanted us to go through this negotiating mandate as submitted and signed by provinces. We'll then go to the next province, which is Mpumalanga. Honorable Nyambi is not here. The Mpumalanga province, of course, has submitted a negotiating mandate with the letterhead as per, as required by the Act. The name of the bill is reflecting. It's addressed to the chairperson of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources. The name of the bill being the Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B15D 2013. Date of deliberations, 20th of October 2017. The vote. Okay. The province vote in favor, but with amendment. So, honorable members, this is Limpopo. Thanks. I mean, Mpumalanga will then go to Northern Cape. Northern Cape. Northern Cape, okay. The format is correct. Portfolio Committee on Finance, Economic Development and Tourism. Address to the chairperson. Okay, negotiating mandate. And number of the bill. Date of deliberation has been the 23rd May 2017. Vote of legislature, Portfolio Committee on Finance, Economic Development and Tourism, vote in favor of the bill. And signed by the acting, okay, with no amendment. Thank you. We go to Northwest. As indicated, I'm representing Northwest. Negotiating mandate for Northwest.
name of the bill, Mineral Resource and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill. Number of bills, B15T2013. Date of deliberation, 2nd of May, 2017. After deliberations, the Portfolio Committee on Tourism and Agriculture, Rural Development and Environment confers the delegations representing the Northwest Province with the authority and mandate to negotiate in favor of the Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Amendment Bill, B15D 2013, taking into account the proposed amendments as attached herewith. Thank you, honorable members. We'll then go to Western. Western Cape.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson, presenting the Western Cape. As we heard the input from the legal advisor, the Western Cape did not submit any negotiating mandate. They were submitted later.
What is later?
Well, I think by later it will depends on the, if they will come up with their own time frame.
Okay.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you know, we have got we are going to give the department the chance to make sure that they will respond now, and then we'll also hand over to, maybe we'll start with the legal or the department first, whichever comes first. Okay. I don't know whether the minister has not yet arrived, but you are competent enough, you are here. Can I first hand over to the department?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, honorable members. To apologize again, Chair, for the minister. I think the department appreciates the mandates that have been forwarded, and we will look into the proposed amendments as indicated by the Chairperson, and we will report back to the committee within the time frames that the committee will determine. Thank you, Chair.
If you at least let's make it 2 weeks, okay? Yeah. I don't know whether 7 days will be enough, and what is enough. But it be 7 days. Yeah, it's so voluminous. Let's give you at least 14 days. In 14 days from now, respond. Please, looking at the importance, the essence and the significance of this bill, let us not spoil the work that has already been done, because we are just on the verge of completing this. Okay. 14 days, agreed. Okay. Let me then hand over to the legal department to give us some advice on this.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'd like to say that the approach adopted by the committee is a fair one, because if one considers the Lamosa judgment, the judgment went at length to criticize the manner in which the NCLP at the time had dealt with the mandate that had come from the provinces. And so what the judgment requires is for this committee to adequately consider all the mandates. But in order to do so, my cursory look at some of the mandates raises lots of policy issues, which only the department would be in a position to give us reasons as to why a certain policy stance was taken. And so in order for this committee to decide on whether an amendment is a fair one or a good one to make, one would need to understand that policy stance and then deliberate on the mandate. So I do agree with the approach taken by this committee.
What we'll then do, we'll allow the department and the members to, we'll release you, and then the committee will continue with the business of the committee, the adoption of the minutes, all that is left. Thank you very much. But we can continue while there. I hope, honorable members, you manage to go through the minutes. So the minutes were circulated. If there are areas that we need to correct, and if there is any proposal to adopt this minutes, so be it. Honorable members, up to you now, to the minutes.
Chairperson, I propose the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of November 2020.
Second, Honorable Singh.
Seconded.
Thank you very much. The meeting and agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. But I think this is really possible.
No, I think so too.
Okay.
Yes.
Because we cannot reprint these things. No, the person, I'm also being here.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying these mandates, we're not going to be reprinting them. Because I went through three boxes of photocopies.
Okay, you want to
keep it?
Okay, you
want to
keep it? You know why? We went through three boxes of photocopies.
Thanks.
So the next meeting is 2 weeks time, hopefully CNR agrees. And then 2 weeks time, if they come back, you might have comments, because only then will be this. It's going to be quite a storm. No, no, and then you must all go back to the national guy. I think for the first time, I don't know if it happened, but the secretary was here. So she probably just came to see what happened. And from the Minerals Committee, what's her name?
Ayanda?
Yeah. I must tell you something, it's not because I'm here. I think you guys are much better organized.
What?
Much better
organized.
No, no, I mean, I can't say both. I mean, I don't know. Even the knowledge of the members here on issues, I mean, I'm just, you know, just a comment, I'm, you know. No, no, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it because I've been to both a few times, you know, on different issues. I know it's not, it's the same kind of job, but, you know, because there's so many changes, but at least here, the process to follow is quite clear, and I can follow things there, I don't know. It's also a bit more politically, I think, I don't know. Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't have. Earlier your son, did he play hockey?
Yeah.
I always said a son that played hockey, but obviously I'm past that stage. But
no, my son wants to take it.
No, I feel it's a lovely sport. It's also, you know, he's a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Good. Yeah, your equipment there is like bloody. And that ball,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
You skip it, cost me 40,000.
Yeah. No, I will also, you know, be growing up conditionally, you know, hockey's like, you know, it's a fast game and a very skillful game, as you can
imagine. You watch against the Italy, sorry.
Yeah.
But?
No, I recently lost his teeth once. Luckily they could save it, but you know, now that he's older, he's probably going to break university, but it's, as you say, the cost is all over the game, there's no support. Anyway, yeah. Thank you.